Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, you go first. You go first. Remember when we were children, we would typically challenge our friends to do something dangerous, and they would challenge us to do something dangerous just the same. It might be climbing a tall tree or walking across a sheet of thin ice over a lake. It could be all kinds of things. And no matter what it was, the term or the phrase would always come out at some point, you go first. In other words, if they did it, then it would give us the confidence to do it as well. Obviously, it didn't always work out for that person that went first. However, in this spiritual life, going first is required. Remember, Jesus went first. We discover that in 1 John 4:9. The Bible says that God's love was manifested toward us because he sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In other words, he sent Jesus to give us the first example of how we should live, and then we're simply following in his pattern. Well, my friends and neighbors, we've got to outline what it means to go first, because it's just not doing something before others. It's the way we do it that matters the most. The first acronym, I hope we get the chance to cover it all today. I'm not sure if we will. However, that F reminds us that we must go first faithfully. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that we must also go faithfully. See, faithfulness is a lost art. It is akin to loyalty. It's our ability to stay the course no matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like. You remember the Bible encourages faithfulness. Psalms 103:1. David said, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Then we discover in Matthew 22:37 that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, and our minds. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should give it everything we've got for God. See, sometimes when things get tough, it's customary for people to lose their faithfulness. You know, if you're a baker, then you know that if you put so much yeast inside of flour that over a certain time and at a certain temperature, that dough is going to rise. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, there is going to be a time when we rise. You remember the Bible tells us in Galatians 6 that we should not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we don't faint. Yes, my friends, faithfulness has a value, and if we hang in there, then we already know that the promise is going to come to pass. We're going to achieve and receive everything God has in store for us as long as we hang in there. Yes, my friends, that I in our first acronym reminds us that we should also go intelligently. The blind should never lead the blind. This is studying the scriptures and making sure that we understand the will of God, because we know that we understand the word of God. See, some people enjoy going to church and they enjoy singing in the choir, but then they have a hard time when it comes to reading the Bible. They don't want to pray or have Bible study. They want to enjoy life in other areas. Well, the Bible tells us in Hosea 4:6, God declares, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Yes, my friends, we don't want to be the ones sitting in the back of the class in this spiritual life. See, back in the old days in school, they had what's called a dunce cap. And this dunce cap was a pointy cap, almost looked like a triangle when it made it to the top, that you would sit on a kid's head that refused to learn. And the teacher would put the dunce cap on a kid's head when she discovered that there was a kid that couldn't learn, but a kid that refused to learn. We don't want to have spiritual dunce caps on, my friends and neighbors. The Bible is too expansive. You can go almost anywhere today and access the word of God from our mobile devices and on television. There's no excuse not to know the word. Remember, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2 and 1:15 that we should study to show ourselves approved unto God, then we discover in John 15:7 that God wants his word to live in us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are friends of yours that are going to ask you questions regarding the Bible. They're wanting to follow in your footsteps. They're wanting to live this Christian life the way they see you live it. And you're the one that they're going to consult with and speak to and gain inspiration from. It's good to be prepared, my friends and neighbors, just so that we can help somebody else. Also, by the same token, that leads us to the R, that we should not only go first and faithfully and intelligently, that we should also go responsibly. Yes, my friends, you know that our words and our actions have consequences. And in this Christian life, responsibility is simply making sure that we are committed to taking care of the needs of others. Remember, the Bible tells us in Matthew 10:8 that we should heal the sick and cleanse the lepers and raise the dead and cast out devils. Freely we have received, freely we give. How responsible are you with this great power that God has given us, my friends and neighbors? Are you keeping it all to yourself and rejoicing on your own, or are you sharing it the way that we should? The Bible tells us in Colossians 3:16 that we should teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. Then we discover in Galatians 6:1 that even if one of our brothers is overtaken in a fault, we which are spiritual have to restore that person. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got a responsibility. You know, oftentimes people flock to see Jesus. They were sick, they were wounded, they were hurting, they had children that were messed up in various ways, and Jesus never turned people away. When they came to him, he used his power responsibly. He healed the sick. He went by. Sometimes he had to take a journey to someone's house. Sometimes he would just send his word to somebody else's house, but he handled the power of God responsibly. Yes, my friends, he is our pattern. We have to handle the word the way that he does. He handles it responsibly. How many people are waiting on you to pray for them? How many people are waiting on you to give them a word of encouragement? How many have you turned down that we should have accepted to say, you know what, I'm going to use this power responsibly. Somebody needs my love. Somebody needs my peace. Somebody needs the joy that God has put on the inside of me. I received it freely. I'm going to give it to somebody else. And yes, my friends, that S, which is the last one we'll get to today, says that we must go swiftly. Yes, yeah, see, it's not just going first that's important. We've got to go swiftly. Remember, the Bible says in Hebrews 3:15, today, if we will hear his voice, harden not our hearts. Yes, my friends, see, there is a time and a season in this Christian life. And I say to all of my friends listening now, it's important for us to move quickly. Buses have schedules, trains have schedules, planes have schedules, even jobs have schedules. There's a certain time that we're supposed to be there, and we always try to construct our day around moving swiftly towards where we're supposed to be. We don't want to show up 20 minutes late, not to work. You don't want to show up 20 minutes late to the airport. You don't want to show up 20 minutes late to anything that we do. But yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to be just that swift when it comes to obeying the beautiful voice of our God. Remember, the Bible says in Proverbs 8:17, those that seek me early will find me. Then we discover in Psalm 63:1, when David says, I will seek you early. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be on schedule when it comes to Christ. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.